The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
On your mind, the talk show that lets you speak your mind. We got lots to talk about today. I can hardly get it out of my mouth. There's so much to do today. Good morning, everybody. This is Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon, who has a graduation in his life today. So as important as it is to be here for the biggest event in North Dakota every other year, he's got an even bigger event in his family. And besides, we all know that marital bliss helps the rest of life goes smoothly. Anyway, welcome
family
to
first.
Yeah, family first. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. If you want to participate in the show today, you can join us at 800-228-0550. That number again is 800-228-0550. And what a show we have for you today. We're going to be taking your calls, of course, which is always the reason for the show. But we also have Ron Ness, who is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the organization that put this incredible show together, coming on board about 9:20. Then at 9:30, we've got Mike Kelly, who is an investment guru, going to give us the Wall Street perspective of what's going on here in the Bakken. And at 10:06, Governor Jack Dalrymple joins us to talk big picture about what's going on in North Dakota and what an exciting time this is to be in this state, especially compared to the rest of the country. And then at 10:20, we have our every Wednesday town hall with a little bit of an emphasis on oil with Representative Kevin Kramer. So like I said, it's going to be a great show. And get your question mark books out and write them down so you're ready to go. That number again, 800-228-0550. And joining me at the console right out of the gate is Mr. Did they name the Bakken after you? Is
that absolutely, Pat.
I was going to say Steve Bakken's with us, host of Energy Matters.
Still waiting on the royalty check.
Yeah, me too. I always say it was really
Steve
important.
And those fake radio name things, you know.
There he is too. Sorry, Todd, I forgot about you there in the studio.
Oh yeah, Todd's here too.
Yeah, Todd's here.
Scott usually does here. Too. So that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, the newly married Todd Mitchell, I might add, in that mix.
So I know, and thank you for enabling me to be in Cancun for a week to celebrate that fact.
Well, you know, it sounded like fun. Anyway, I had a lot of fun. I filled in for Todd one day.
Were you talking about fun for you being on the radio or fun for Todd being in Cancun?
It was fun for me. It was fun for Todd. Unfortunately, I'm not so sure it was great for the listeners. You know,
Was it great for Carrie? That's all that matters.
That's right, marital bliss again. There are two kinds.
Hey, she got kissed by a spider monkey and a dolphin on our honeymoon, so. And I understand the dolphin is a wetter kiss, but that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, we are not going there. This is a family show. We are not going to talk about your
honeymoon. How do you think families get started?
Yeah. There, it was only a matter of time before that we went down that. He had to go there, so. I feel slimy just talking about oil now. That's the no.
Well, in Todd's case, it was baby oil.
You digress. You know, I've been banned from the afternoon show. I was going to say I've been banned, and now you're going to get me kicked off of What's on Your Mind as well. Thanks, guys. I always say there's two kinds of fill-in hosts. There's good, and then there's free. I happen to be the free variety. So, anyway, great show for you today, and I'm going to try to get this train back on its tracks. The show is going to be great today. We got a lot of great guests, and of course, we're in the middle of one of the biggest oil expos in the country, probably in the world. Over 4,000 people here. Literally tens of thousands of square feet of square footage devoted to new technologies, new equipment, new ways of doing things. Really 3 days of education seminars for people in the industry, but also people in the general public that want to just know more about what's going on in the Bakken. It's all going on here in Bismarck, North Dakota, at the annual Williston Basin Petroleum Council. And you got a big show coming up this afternoon as well.
Absolutely. We're going to start things off. One of the speakers at the show, Senator John Hoeven, we're going to talk to him first thing out of the gate and get a little bit more of that national perspective on energy matters this afternoon as we're broadcasting 3 days of the conference, Monday, yesterday, and today, just because of the importance of what is going on here for North Dakota. You brought up a great point, Pat, is the public has an opportunity this year to stop by and see some things. If you have not been by the Bismarck Civic Center, you do have an opportunity to come by and check out some of the static displays outside, and some of them are actually working displays. The two things that are amazing is if you come by, you look at the displays out here, and drive by the airport. If you have not been by the airport,
oh my God, yes.
It gives you a little bit of an idea of how important North Dakota and this conference is for energy development in this country, because when you look at all the planes that are out there, all the corporate jets, the private jets, it just exacerbates. I mean, they're parking them on the lawn. It's just wherever you can find a spot, they're parking planes. That's how many people are here, and that's how many of the right people are here, whether it's industry folks, politicians. You know, there's people from around the globe that are in Bismarck, North Dakota this week.
Yeah, no, the reality is that we get caught up a lot, in, especially in the media side, people get caught up a lot on some of the challenges that this growth has created. You know, and these are legitimate challenges, you know, flaring, housing, those kinds of things. Because, you know, North Dakota did not have the infrastructure when this play started. You know, you'd have to go back nearly 100 years to other major plays in this country to have a similar situation where there was greenfield or, you know, what they call greenfield or newfield. And so North Dakota, though, is rapidly building out that infrastructure to support this. And so while I never want to diminish that piece of the puzzle, it really is quite astounding what's going on in this state. And this is just a good example where you kind of see it all at the same time.
You know, we're not there yet. We've got a long way to go as well as far as the infrastructure side. But, you know, that's the beauty of North Dakota and that resilience, that work ethic that we have in North Dakota as opposed to other places. And within the industry, they're starting to understand that is when you look at what goes on in North Dakota, it's not a question of how can you help us? We're having issues. No, 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 no. We roll our own sleeves up, and we get going down the road ourselves, and we begin to address those problems ourselves. And that's the beauty of North Dakota as opposed to some of these other shale plays. And the industry is starting to understand that as well, that North Dakota is a can-do state. We get things done here because we get them done. We don't wait on the federal government. We don't wait on somebody else to solve our problems for us. We solve them ourselves.
No, that's absolutely the case. And actually, I don't know that you could have done what we've done here in North Dakota anywhere else in the country.
No.
Maybe anywhere else in the world, the kind of fast ramp up we're seeing. Now, again, you never want to underestimate some of those challenges, but just think about how far we've come since this thing, you know, really started. And that's with kind of a hiccup in the middle when oil prices tanked. And production and new exploration really slowed down. Of course, all of this is dependent upon, you know, some sort of a stable, reasonable price. And again, that's the future, too. So you always have to, you know, I love the people that say, well, one, slow down, or how come you didn't do it earlier? That whole argument really doesn't make sense to me, because what happens is in that environment, you have people that get ahead of the curve, and that's how we crashed in the 80s. You know, we built out before. The whole thing seems to be moving the right direction together.
But think of it this way. When we're dependent on imports of oil and somebody else dictates the price, as opposed to the road we're going down where we're going to be an exporter of oil, an exporter of energy, and we get to dictate the price, what does that do for a stabilization factor?
Yeah, there's no question. And plus the jobs it creates right here in America. You know, we probably could get off on a tangent on the Keystone and all those kinds of things, or the Sandpiper, quite frankly, trying to get through Minnesota. These are all good-paying construction jobs. This is not service industry. This is not low-paying. These are good, solid jobs that come to America instead of someplace else. Sound like George W. when I do that. America.
America.
The reality is that this is the opportunity. And again, this conference is not just about education. It's also somewhat, to me, it feels like a celebration of what's going on here in the Bakken. And that's and I get that, you know, especially it's easy for the media to focus on some of the challenges, but the reality is that we have a lot to celebrate in that regard. And you do see that. It's just that that's the story. You know, we've told that story once. We got to keep reminding people that that is really the reality of where we're at. Doesn't mitigate, doesn't reduce the impact of those challenges. But I'm telling you, especially as you travel the country, you get a real sense of exactly how fortunate we are. I was out in Arizona recently. You know, they say that there's 300 empty big box stores in Phoenix alone. That's what's happened to their economy. You go to Detroit, anywhere in Michigan, you go to other parts of the country, you see what an economic downturn. We are very fortunate to have this kind. And it's not just oil. I should point out that, you know, in the valley, it's technology. There's ag across the state. There's advanced manufacturing. There's a lot of tourism. All of those things go in the right direction. Well, but oil is a big part of that.
Look how blessed we are with oil, ag, gas, coal. You know, don't forget the coal, the wind. We've got every sector of energy except for really solar. You know, when I had an opportunity to interview General Petraeus, that was one of the things he brought up. Well, what about hydro? Yeah, we've got that too. We've got nuclear with the uranium in North Dakota. I want to see a nuclear power plant in the Red River Valley someday.
So anyway, lots to talk about today. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with Ron Ness in just a minute.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, anytime after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Give it to these boys. They know how to do bumper music. It's the right kind of spirit for today. It's kind of a party today. Speaking of partying, I have with me the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness. Ron, congratulations. What a great show.
Well, we have just exceeded our 2012 record for attendance, and we're over 4,100 on our way to a higher number today, as we'll have a lot more people showing up. So it's the sessions are off. We must have 2,000 people in there. The governor just finished his address, and now we've got all of the states and the provinces of the Williston Basin doing their Williston Basin roundup. And then, of course, we've got the CEO of BNSF, and we have the CEO of Marathon. And we have Don Barry from IHS, who's going to really let us all under the hood of what the new study has shown about the opportunity for value-added value-added liquids in North Dakota, which is essentially the equivalent of a chemical industry in North Dakota, which I think is really our next energy future in this state.
That's the piece that we talk a lot about offline, is the fact that this is just step one of what could happen here. You look at how this play has played out in other parts of the country and the value-added opportunities that come into it, whether it be plastics or liquids or fertilizer, I mean, you name it. I mean, it should be an interesting presentation, a lot of great discussion here about what's next. The best part about it is that you talk about a sustainable economy. That's something that's going to affect virtually every corner of North Dakota, and it's going to do it in a way with quite frankly, incredibly high-paying jobs. Those jobs in that kind of an industry, I'm told, run somewhere between $80,000 and $120,000, rank-and-file kind of positions.
Well, and you can do that in areas outside of the Bakken core area, which will help, you know, spread out some of the activity and the availability of employment in places like Devil's Lake or Jamestown or Grand Forks or I think Minot is well positioned for something like that. We had a delegation from Singapore here yesterday that I met with. And when they start talking about natural gas and natural gas liquids, a typical MCF of gas of North Dakota or U.S. dry gas is about $4.20 today. In Singapore, $14.50. With that arbitrage, there's a lot of world opportunity for natural gas. And, of course, America is flush with natural gas. And the Bakken is not a gas province. We are still probably the 18th largest gas-producing state. This is an oil basin. The gas is associated in with the oil. It's still about a 1 BCF of gas, which is a relatively big number. But when you look at the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, 18 to 20 BCF of gas. So the ability for us to export natural gas across the world, when you look at those types of prices in Singapore and the unrest in Russia and the Ukraine, I think it's really a significant economic security thing for our nation, but also it's a message. The Singapore delegation told me yesterday, we are 20 years ahead of Asia and the rest of the world in terms of shale energy development. And certainly in oil, we're at the tip of the spear right here in the Bakken. We are teaching the world some days good, some days not so good. As you know, we're the learning curve for the world in terms of oil shale.
No question about that. And I've talked to some folks as well, and you see that coming from all over the world, coming here to learn how to do it and try to figure out what we've done to make this happen. And we've come a long ways, and yet technology and advances in technology are going to make not only recovery and expanded fields possible here, but that technology, when applied to some of the materials that we're generating, like natural gas, is where we're going to start seeing, like, compressed natural gas, LNGs, we're going to see the other liquids that come off of gas. We're going to see, quite frankly, and not all of it has to be compressed and moved that way. You can see plastics, quite frankly. That's a huge industry with growing demand worldwide. All of that comes out of that. So no question that there's a real opportunity. And that's just one of the many topics. Of course, I want to talk about one other development that really is not related to what's going on here, but couldn't have timed it better. And that's the reopening of the Hess Tioga gas plant. And, you know, one of the big, we talk a lot about how we should be thankful every day for what's going on in North Dakota. And I, as a person who grew up in Western North Dakota, I am every day thankful for what's going on. But that doesn't mean there aren't challenges. And one of those challenges that I know that your industry has been working hard on is the flaring challenge. What is that gas plant? What does the opening of that gas plant mean for reductions in flaring in North Dakota?
Well, the Hess gas plant has been in operation for 60 years this month, and it produced processed about 120,000 MCF a day. They're now going to 250,000 MCF a day, more than doubling, potentially moving up to 300 MCF a day. That will substantially have an impact on the ability, you know, to capture that gas. And now when you get the rest of those pipelines in place, that is still key to this entire process. You have to get those pipelines in place. But we now have excess capacity. So when there's excess capacity, you can draw those lines, put those lines in place, and get them someplace. We didn't really have anywhere to go, no matter what type of remote capture technology you had before. If you captured the liquids off the natural gas, you had nowhere to take it because the plants were already full. So you were just, it was just kind of a, you know, one in, one out type of deal. So for the first time now, we're going to have some excess capacity, and from that, you're going to see more and more investment, $1.5 billion. They had 1,400 construction workers working on that project for 2.5 years. I think it's the biggest project in North Dakota's history, actually. I'm not aware of any other billion-dollar construction projects, and in the gathering systems and the lines, another $500 million. So that's a big deal. We need more of it, though, and the governor just got done talking, and he said that, you know, the day is changing for flaring, so you better, boys, you better get ready. And we heard that, of course, last September, and June 1st, the rules do change on flaring, and if you're not meeting the targets, you're going in the penalty box. And nobody wants to be in the penalty box because your investors want you to produce oil. They want a return on their money. You want to get you want to get those wells connected. So they're going to have some added pressure to do that, and I think that we're now seeing some infrastructure we can make that happen.
Well, and one of the things we talked about earlier before you got on the air today is that, you know, this idea, oh, you should have done it first, or you should slow it down till you get it done, all those kinds of things. The problem with that whole mentality, number one, is when you try to guess both what's going to happen with the market and where things need to go, you're going to guess wrong sometimes and either overbuild, underbuild some facilities, or build in the wrong places. I think about the 80s. You know, we were all in a mad dash in the 80s to build up the infrastructure. And then when the bottom fell out of it, what happened? We went into a bust cycle. This whole thing, while it's sometimes painful as we move through this, this whole thing is moving together as we develop an infrastructure to support this incredible play here in North Dakota.
Well, we certainly, there was a long period of time where we delayed as North Dakotans concerned about the boom-bust philosophy of the past. And then the other fascinating fact about flaring is when you look at half the flaring we have today are from wells that are already connected. So that means that our technology, our learning curve has gotten so much better that the areas that we rushed into with pipe, like people are saying, rush in there with pipe, we underbuilt them. We built them for one or two wells per 2 miles. And today you're going back on those same pads and you're putting 4, 8, or 12 wells. Well, the infrastructure is too small, so we underbuilt.
Can you hang around for just a few minutes? We've got a guest coming up next, but I do want to touch upon the oil study that you guys just released. We can do that first. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen, and we'll be back with Ron Ness in just a couple of minutes.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your mind. The Wilson Basin Petroleum Conference this week. Our coverage brought to you by Montana Furniture and Mercantile, Larson Engineering, and Ide Bailey. And of course, What's in Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil and gas industry in North Dakota brings us 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, energy security. Find out about it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Before I get back to the Bismarck Civic Center, Pat Finken and Ron Ness and Company, this off-air call.
Hi, I attended the public portion of the conference yesterday and wanted to just pass on some praise for the presentation. It was wonderful. I have worked in the oil field a number of years, and the topics covered were spot on. Thanks.
All right, well, there you go, Pat Finken.
What a great call, and kudos to you from one of your attendees, one of the over 4,000 people here. How cool is that?
Yeah, actually, we didn't count those 300 people or the 250 people that are coming to see Hannity or the 281 fourth graders we have coming from the community today. So, you know, we're well over 5,000 if you start adding up all the people that didn't register for the conference, full registration for the conference. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, I wanted to keep you over a little bit because another major event, of course, was the release of the volatility study that your organization had commissioned an independent group to do to really get behind what's going on with rail transportation and some of the concerns that have been expressed about moving Bakken crude. Can you tell us a little bit about what that study found and what the implications are?
Well, we hired Turner Mason and Company, which is internationally renowned, company that does crude oil testing and testing of all types of commodities. And I think the concern has been it's been about the contents of the rail car. And this focus has been on the potential. Is Bakken too volatile? Is it this? Is it that? And now this will be the third study that we released yesterday. There was a Canadian study and a study last week released in Washington showing that Bakken crude oil has the same characteristics in terms of does it meet the standards to fit in those D111 rail cars. And actually, it's three times below the threshold those cars were designed for. And so what the study says is that if the train goes off the tracks, there's a whole 15,000 tons of energy. These are volatile liquids. It doesn't matter whether it's ethanol, diesel fuel, gasoline, Bakken, West Texas Intermediate, or Canadian heavy. Bad things are going to happen. You're going to have a fire. It's the volatility of the individual crude is not unique. The solution that we are offering, since we have this incredible Bakken resource, there's a 15,000 square mile area of it in the U.S., that we create a Bakken benchmark, a BKN benchmark going forward, so it's stamped on those rail cars, and ensuring that consistency is met for the future. We think that's a value-added proposition for North Dakota, because today you can sell Bakken crude as West Texas Intermediate. You can sell it as Louisiana Sweet. You can sell it as a different bunch of different things, but it's really Bakken crude. It's at 1 million barrels a day now. I think it's large enough that it should have its own pricing point, its own crude oil characteristic standardization. That would be a good step forward. But at the end of the day, we have to focus back on, you know, Bakken is what's on the rails today. But as you'll hear from your next speaker, the future of crude oil in this country is going to get more. So there's going to be more crude oils on the rails in the future. Let's just work on focusing on the safety of moving those rails in those rail cars.
No question that is. I mean, we have good examples of that here in North Dakota beyond just what happened in Castleton. If you remember, it's not so many years ago that a non-flammable but a very toxic gas was released in the Minot area. Fortunately, nothing bad happened beyond, well, I can't say that. A lot of people in the Minot area were sick as a result of that, but they didn't suffer any deaths out of that. There were an awful lot of people, though, including some relatives of mine, who were affected health-wise for the rest of their life as a result of that. When you're moving things by rail that either take gas form or have any kind of toxicity to them, you're going to have problems if they go off the rails, and that is a problem. You're absolutely right. The way to solve that is improve rail safety.
We have Matt Rose speaking at 11:30 today, the CEO of BNSF, and we hope that the discussion gets back on, instead of on the contents of the car, on the car itself and the system and the safety, and we want to work certainly with everybody. We need improved rail service here. We know that. We're going to need more rail services. Our economy improves. So, Pat, I've got to go, but I do want to give a special shout-out to thank you to Halliburton. They spent 2 days here cooking with their amazing cookers. They cooked 2,400 pounds of pork, 800 pounds of sausage, and 80 gallons of beans, and then donated what was left over last night to the local food shelters and pantries. But that's a lot of food, and this crowd just about ate it all. So thanks to Halliburton for doing that.
And if you haven't had their barbecue, you are missing out, because this is not just mass-produced. This is some really good barbecue. I had some of that, and then of course we also had some down in Oklahoma City not so long ago. So Ron, thanks for coming by. I know you got a busy schedule, but I appreciate your time, and congratulations again to you and your whole crew for putting on this incredible event.
Again, it's not too late to get a ticket to the Hannity. $25 to see Hannity tomorrow morning. He's going to knock it out of the park. Our outdoor exhibits are open to the public, so we encourage people to stop on down. It's going to be a great day.
Thank you very much, Ron. Appreciate your time today. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon. And, of course, as always, we're open to your calls either offline or live at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. We're at the Williston Basin Petroleum Council, and really an opportunity to learn a lot about what's going on here in the western part of North Dakota. A great chance to get a sense of where this industry is going, as you've heard time and time again. This thing is just starting. The infrastructure is starting to come together. The real opportunity, you know, we talk a lot about oil and gas production, but really the next step is the investment that can happen here to create all the other industries that can come with this and create a long-term future for North Dakota that bodes well, that will keep our kids back in this state, that will provide opportunities for jobs, tax base expansion, all those good things that can happen. We're just getting to the point where all of that is starting to come together, and hopefully the world is starting to pay attention in that regard, at least Wall Street, we hope, is the case. With us right now is Mike Kelly. He's one of the speakers at the conference, to give us a view of the Bakken boom from Wall Street. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here, and this is an outstanding conference. Got in Monday night, presented yesterday, and it's just been very impressed with the speaker list so far and just how well this thing's been put together.
Yeah, no question that in North Dakota right now it is a happening thing, and yet it has some implications not only nationally but worldwide in terms of changing the dynamic. What's happened here has really upset the energy world in terms of the traditional power structure. You know, we used to look to OPEC and foreign countries to drive what's happening in that industry, and that whole dynamic has changed in recent history.
Yeah, it really has been. The technology here has been a game changer. We're talking about horizontal drilling and fracking. When I started covering the industry in 2006, the mantra was that it was peak oil, that we were going to go to. There's pundits out there that put $500 per barrel type price predictions. out there. And now, you know, it's almost everything bought in terms of it's crazy to think that we could increase production here at a million barrel clip per year, 20% per year. We were thought to be on decline since the 70s or 80s, and there's nothing to do to stem it. And, you know, the Bakken is really kind of the first large-scale play to reverse course there. You know, and something I'd say on that front is, you know, I'm part of my job constantly going around the country and meeting with investors, and there's a thought out there that the Bakken might be slowing in terms of its growth and maturity. And one of the things that we look to is the continued evolution of technology in the basin, and a few other things too in terms of downspacing. Where you originally thought you're going to drill one well per spacing unit, we're now drilling up to 8 in one interval, and that's just in the Middle Bakken. And beyond that, we have leaders like Continental who are pushing down to potentially 4 different layers of the Three Forks, which sits below the Bakken. So we look at these estimates out there for the Bakken and growth. The runway there is just, it's still immense in terms of the undeveloped wells that the industry still has to go through, and this play isn't slowing for a long time.
Well, what's interesting about that is every time the Geological Survey Organization, the United States Geological Survey Organization, does a new estimate, the growth is dramatic in what is potentially recoverable here, only because of, obviously, technology improving our ability to recover, but also the new plays that come in. And obviously, within the scope of the Bakken, Three Forks has really started to bear fruit.
Yeah, it's been a game changer, and you know, it's we got a government agency here putting out estimates. Let's just say they've been a little bit behind the curve on it, and you know, they're not in the forefront of talking to every one of these producers every day, like the guys in Wall Street are. And you know, I think I'd look there first, and I think Wall Street's behind in terms of what the ultimate production and potential of this basin is going to be. You know, we had company SM Energy out with us in Chicago last week. It's talking about that they now have 20,000 acres in eastern Montana. It's Sheridan County that they think is prospective. EOG has, you know, brought some technology to that portion of the basin and starting to make wells that look like they make a lot of economic sense. So we think not only, you know, are you going to go you know, down to deeper intervals in the Three Forks, you can push the aerial extent of the Middle Bakken as well.
No, no question. In fact, talking to some of the oil guys, I mean, I think eight wells per pad is probably a little underestimated. You know, some of these guys are talking 12, 15 wells, depending on how many different layers they can get into and what they're finding as they drill through it. It really is quite amazing. I don't think we've seen the tip of the iceberg yet in terms of what is possible here, both for technology, but also as we discover new ways to recover in the Bakken play, but also in those ancillary plays around us. The other factor here is the potential now as we move into a more mature period in this. I mean, it really was a rapid acceleration to get people to have a well on their permit and to tie that up. We're becoming more mature, more infrastructure in place, more workforce in place. All those things are starting to happen. Now you're starting to hear about investment that takes advantage of the oil play, not from more oil and gas production, but the next step in the value-added equation in that. We have a new refinery in Richardton opening under MDU Resources. There's talk of another one. They're building one on the reservation up at Newtown. There's other facilities coming to play. What's your sense of what's next for North Dakota, and is that something that Wall Street is going to be interested in funding, or how do you think that whole thing moves forward?
Yeah, you know, excuse me, that's extremely interesting. I think it's flown a little bit under the radar screen.
You know, Mike, we're going to have to do this after the break. We just got the magic leash kicked in here. Can you stick around, though, and finish the answer to that question in just a few minutes? You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken in for Scott Hennen, and we'll be back with Mike in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Start your day with 4 for 4 from PetroServe USA. Hot Stuff Breakfast Pizza, 2 cookies and a fountain pop, just $4. And register weekly because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Link's Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon. Your number to call if you want to participate in the discussion today, 800-228-0550. Governor Jack Dalrymple coming up after the top of the hour. And we're visiting right now with Mike Kelly with Global Hunter Securities, talking about the Wall Street perspective on the Bakken play. And you were just about to get into, before the break, a discussion of kind of what's next from Wall Street and what the support for that kind of activity in North Dakota might be.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking first and foremost about the build-out of the refinery up here and You got another potential one on the docket, and you know that's exciting to see. I think that it's been, just the presumed consensus opinion that we're not going to build any more refineries here in the U.S. And to see that it's actually being done here in North Dakota, hopefully, is a template for the rest of the country. And the way I look at it, listen, we're not putting the genie back in the bottle in terms of oil growth here. It's happening, no matter if you like it or not. It's going to happen here. And in my presentation yesterday, I touched on the growth in other basins in the Permian, the Tuscaloosa Marine Shale, the Utica. There's other plays across the country that are catching on pretty quick, using new technology, and are going to have growth trajectory that's not quite Bakken-esque, but pretty dang impressive. So, one of two things has to happen. You either have to build a refinery, build refineries, or you have to export crude here. And that's it's one of the two ways, and I'm glad to see that North Dakota's stepping up and actually going to take advantage of this light sweet crude that's coming on the market here.
Well, and it also gives voice to the fact that there are other plays going on that, suddenly North Dakota is not the only play. It's not that the oil companies are going to flock out of here next week, but we do have to manage that expectation and make sure we provide an environment where we're the choice for their investment, because suddenly now we're not the only game in town.
Yeah, that's true. And, the way that Wall Street views it, it's all about capital allocation and where you're going to make the best return as an oil company. So investors want to see that every dollar being spent by these E&P companies is going to the place where they're going to be able to generate the most attractive return. And, you're right, Pat, that there is competition for the Bakken's phenomenal, especially in the core areas of the Bakken. But I'll tell you what, the Permian, that's kind of the darling of Wall Street right now. The core of the Permian, it's hard to compete with the economics there. Also, as I mentioned, the Utica, the Tuscaloosa Marine Shale, there's some plays here that are really starting to garner the attention of the oil companies, and really have definitely caught the eye of Wall Street too.
Let's talk a little bit too about, obviously, one of the things that increases the return on investment for investors in this is the productivity of the wells. You mentioned earlier that there's some new stats in terms of what's happening here in the Bakken that really gives credence to the fact that this thing is not waning, but actually just hitting stride.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And one of the stats that we showed yesterday in our presentation was an EOG slide, and it shows that the cumulative production that they have been getting in the first 90 days of the well's life, compared it versus 2012 versus what they're getting today, and it's a 250% improvement today versus 2012, and it's simply amazing. The economics are, it's game-changing economics with that type of improvement. It's really just driven by improvements in the completion technique. We won't bore you with kind of the wonky details of that, but to go from basically the 250% improvement is making this 100% rate of return opportunity for them, and that stacks up well with anything they've got across the country.
And obviously why we're going to end up with a better environment in terms of building and capitalizing on this great opportunity in North Dakota. That's what it comes back to, is sustainability in terms of making this play out, not just to the point where we're doing well while they're punching holes, but long into the future. And all of that bodes well as we build infrastructure, because one of the advantages that some of these other plays have is that they have infrastructure to support this that doesn't have to be built with it. As North Dakota does that, it would seem to me anyway that it increases our attractiveness in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's kind of funny to think that the Bakken, relative to a lot of these plays, I'd say it's actually one of the advantages of the Bakken right now, is you have the play kind of kicked off in 2007. And if we want to compare it to some of these newer plays, the Bakken's pretty well ahead. And if we look at what we've got in terms of capacity, whether it be pipeline or rail, we've got kind of the layout and the visibility there that you can be able to get your crude to market. And that does really increase the attractiveness of it. And then, with these technology improvements here, we've stated EOGs, but, Whiting is one that's saying that we're now getting 50 to 75% better initial production rates with new completion techniques. It is very meaningful.
So let's talk a little bit about the opportunities in terms of what's going to happen price-wise for both oil and natural gas. How do you see that playing out? Because obviously that's a big factor as we look at driving the marketplace.
Sure. And, as I mentioned before, Now, the new reality is that we're going to be growing crude here in the U.S. at probably a million barrel clip every year. And there's a couple presentations yesterday that talked that said, okay, yeah, that's the big fear right now is that you're just going to get hit over the head. We're going to get flooded with oil here. And, you know, there's a big bottleneck. You can't export this stuff. And, you know, the refineries can't take all this light, sweet oil that we have coming online. And, all right, the producers are really going to get squeezed. The guys that are really going to make the money on it are the refiners because they could take in this cheap input, the light, sweet. And, you know, those are the guys that can export the product. I mean, it's golden age for refining. So something has to happen there, as we talked about, build out refineries or being able to export crude. So I do think there's the potential to have pressure on WTI or Bakken crude in the U.S. That's the big scare, and that needs to be addressed to kind of have that long-term visibility on pricing.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Mike Kelly, and we'll be back with more after the top of the hour.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulch Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.